in the limelight.
The first Earth Day took place in 1970. Outraged by oil spills, smog, and polluted rivers, 20 million people took to the streets protesting what they recognized as an environmental crisis. It was the planet's largest civic event at the time and compelled governments to take concrete actions, including passing environmental legislation and establishing environmental agencies. In addition to these practical outcomes, the event demonstrated just how much can be achieved when people come together and demand action. Concerning this issue, we are prepared for an article written by Faranak Bakhtiari under the heading Earth Day 2020, Nature is a Beneficiary of Coronavirus. The article has appeared in Iran's English language daily Tehran Times. Stay with us for more of Faranak Bakhtiari's article. Human beings have put too much pressure on Earth, causing irreparable damage. However, with the onset of coronavirus outbreak, the planet seemed to prosper and relive the burden, which was unprecedented over the past 50 years, when the first Earth Day was celebrated. The planet is looking uninhabited these days as people across the world are sheltering in place and avoiding social gatherings to contain the spread of the virus. The first cases of COVID-19 were identified in the Chinese city of Wuhan in late 2019, which has now spread to more than 210 countries. With large gatherings prohibited, businesses shut down, and governments around the world ordering their citizens to stay at home, the Earth has become so quiet and isolated, but feeling much better. Mohammad Darwish, a member of the National Security Council for the Environment, said this year, as the world celebrates the 50th anniversary of the first World Earth Day, the entire Earth is at its best condition in half a century. Referring to the coronavirus outbreak's effect on the spread of the pollutants throughout the world, Darwish noted that over the past 2 months, most people around the world have experienced unprecedented shocks, and for the first time, greenhouse gas emissions, fossil fuel consumption, air quality, land and water traffic have dropped dramatically. Mohammad Darwish added, all of this has led to greenhouse gas emissions in March 2020 being the same as in the 1990s, 30 years ago. And this shows how much people's lifestyles are at odds with what they call global resilience. He also noted that declining human traffic in nature and the outdoor environment has significantly reduced the amount of noise pollution and earthquakes produced on Earth, making it easier for geologists to study the Earth's outer crust. He went on to say that about 3.5 billion people on the planet travel by train, car, plane, ship, and other means of transportation every day. These movements and construction activities, mines and others, are putting pressure on planet Earth. But now, following the outbreak of the coronavirus, almost all of these activities have stopped. He added, as a result, there is no human-caused quake and geologists can more easily engage in geological activities and geological studies. Darwish stated, the most important component that caused the ozone layer to perforate was the use of chlorofluorocarbon gases, which were used in refrigerators and sprays. Fortunately, these gases have not been used for many years, which is why the ozone layer has been recovering and repairing for more than a decade. He also said the Montreal Protocol to the Vienna Convention, which recognizes the responsibility of countries to repair the ozone layer and has been one of the most successful environmental conventions, has actually saved the ozone layer. He said there are reports that the movement of satellites, aircraft, missiles and such activities could also affect the ozone layer, some of which have naturally declined sharply over the past 2 months, adding, if the ozone layer did not get better over this period, it would continue with the same positive routine. Pointing to the pandemic impact on wildlife, Darby said, due to declining human presence in natural areas and habitats, living conditions for wildlife have improved dramatically in recent weeks. He noted that the wildlife population of many countries has declined by 29 to 40% over the past decade, but in the wake of the epidemic, improvement and subsequent increase in wildlife populations indicate that this is a positive trend. Darish also said that one of the reasons for wildfires in various countries was camping and the presence of tourists in natural habitats. But now, with a break in the tourism industry in most parts of the world, this has decreased sharply. Darish lamented, on the other hand, we are facing an increase in the smuggling of wood by local communities, as earning income is much more difficult these days due to the halt in the tourism industry and local businesses. He added, coal mining and illegal poaching is rising these days, and this is a worrying factor. Pointing out that protecting the planet is important to humans and we need to maintain the best condition on Earth after coronavirus, he said the pandemic has caused the Earth to breathe deeply, and now the wise man is faced with the question, why, when human activity as a member of the ecosystem decreases, not only does nothing happen, but the condition of nature actually improves? Think of bees being removed from nature. In this case, the integrity of Earth's environmental property, the reproduction of many species, and humans themselves will be damaged. Or if brown birds are removed, soil fertility will decrease. Or if wild boars are removed, water permeability will decrease and floods will increase. Environmental activist Mohammad Darish added, animal species and even insects and plants of all kinds have contributed to Earth's resilience. Why has it now happened that man, who considers himself the best of creatures, that must be more responsible, has behaved in such a way that is threatening the nature and the Earth? Darish noted, I hope that such activities give us a lesson. We shall have to change our development programs in favor of nature and try to understand the laws of nature. Instead of spending money on warfare, larger and more horrific weapons, implying that the environment, research and health is now more essential, and we must recognize that and improve our education system so that post-corona crisis world can be wiser, more knowledgeable and more responsible. The first Earth Day took place in 1970. Outraged by oil spills, smog and polluted rivers, 20 million people took to the streets worldwide, protesting what they recognized as an environmental crisis. It was the planet's largest civic event at the time and compelled governments to take concrete action, including passing environmental legislation and establishing environmental agencies. In addition to these practical outcomes, the event demonstrated just how much can be achieved when people come together and demand action. Selecting climate action as its theme, Earth Day 2020 was already poised to be a historic event. An occasion planned to bring people physically together across a series of events, the COVID-19 outbreak has now prompted a dramatic shift to a completely digital and virtual platforms. Earth Day 2020 calls for 24 hours of action, big and small, for people and the planet. On this 50th anniversary event, civil society organizers hope to fill the world's digital landscape with global conversations, positive acts, performances, webinars and events supporting urgent action on climate change. As the world rushes to plan for a post-pandemic recovery, the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, and other parts of the world body see this as an opportunity to call attention to the need to build back better. The risks faced by ignoring the threats of environmental destruction must be understood and addressed with protection and adopting new policies. 22nd of April is a timely reminder to embrace the opportunities of the natural world for green jobs, sustainable economic stimulus, for urgently taking action to protect ourselves against unsurvivable global heating, and for securing a healthy and a dignified future.